Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today, speaking with the new Perry Police Chief, Jim Archer. Jim, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You're absolutely welcome. So now you have officially been given that title, the Perry Police Chief, taking over for Eric Vaughn, who is it for 10 years. And so can you just talk about how it feels to be named the new police chief?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Been law enforcement for 30 years, and this will be a really good way to end my career. Started off as a patrol officer, well, actually a reserve officer, and then after I graduated the academy, I became a patrol officer. Then I came to Perry in February of 2000, and then I got promoted in 2003 to sergeant. So I was a patrol sergeant for 19 years, and then in September of 2022, I got promoted to assistant chief under the former chief, Eric Vaughn. And then, yeah, I just got promoted to chief to follow in Chief Vaughn's footsteps. So I've had two really good chiefs working here in Perry that they've been really good mentors for me and role models. So I just hope to continue that tradition here in Perry of having strong police chiefs.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And obviously, like you mentioned, not new to the Perry community. And, you know, can you just speak to how it has been working under Chief Vaughn and some of the other officers as well?
Yeah, so we've been trying to be very proactive. We've always been a very proactive police department, trying to address a lot of the law enforcement needs here in the community. And I think from the time I started in 2000 until now, our crime rates have gone drastically reduced over the years. And I attribute that a lot to our enforcement of laws here in Perry. And we just continue to strive to be proactive and investigate crimes and that kind of thing. So we just hope to continue that trend to have lower crime rates here in Perry and making our community safe. We just recently promoted an officer to a detective position, and he's taken on that role really well. And we're just looking to hire another officer here soon that'll just help bring us back to full staff.
Awesome. No, that's really great to hear. Again, we're speaking with the new Perry Police Chief, Jim Archer. And Jim, I know obviously, especially this year, Perry has went through a lot of just tragic things. How is a police force and assistant police chief when you were, you know, how is it to just handle those types of situations?
You know, it's just being prepared. We took a strong effort to prepare the school, to prepare the students, and prepare our officers for a situation just like what we had happen in January. And I'm just thankful that we did have all that preparation work ahead of time over the last few years, that we've really made an effort to make that a priority. And that showed on January 6th, everybody did what they were supposed to do, from our officers to the school staff, to the teachers, to the students. Everybody listened to what we had to say in those trainings and that kind of thing. So when you prepare and you have that mindset that when this happens, this is what we're gonna do, and that's exactly what happened. So that's kind of what we wanna continue to do, is prepare our community for those things that we hope never happen, but you never know when they are. When they do happen, we wanna be ready for that occasion.
And one more thing for you. So obviously at the Perry City Council meeting, you were obviously sworn in and your family was here. What did that mean to have them kind of witness that?
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I was really happy that they could make it here. Obviously my brother and sister-in-law and my sister and her husband weren't able to make it down here. But it was really great to have all my boys here and my mom, my wife. Like I said, it's kind of a culmination of 30-year career kind of. It's a nice bow on the top of my career. So I've got another 4 to 5 years before I can retire. So I'm really looking forward to being the chief and making our department a really good department and a place that people want to work.
Well, and I didn't ask you, did you grow up in Perry? Where did you grow up?
So I grew up in Northwest Iowa in a little town called Verina. Okay. It's about 15 miles straight east of Storm Lake, where everybody would know. Went to school in a neighboring community called Fonda. Some people may know Newell Fonda from their sports and that sort of thing. So when I was a junior in high school, Fonda and Newell combined to make Newell Fonda. Mm-hmm. So we became the Mustangs. And so I was the second class to graduate from Newell Fonda High School. So yeah, I started off my career as a reserve officer right out of high school. I became a reserve police officer with the Fonda Police Department. And that's who sponsored me to go through the Law Enforcement Academy. And when I was in the academy, I was applying for full-time work, and I got hired on with the Harlan Police Department, which is southwest Iowa, down by Council Bluffs area. So I worked 6 years in Harlan, and a good friend of mine, that his mom was a dispatcher there, he had also grown up in Harlan. He was a police officer in Clarinda, and he had gotten hired here in Perry, told me how good it was a place to work, so I came and interviewed here, and I was hired here in Perry under Dan Brickner back in February of 2000.
Wow. Okay. Well, yeah. Kind of make it full circle. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations on the being named the Perry Police Chief.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome again. That is Jim Archer, part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.